again, this is not my topic, just briefly I'm pointing towards it. You should know your emotions. If you don't know anything about your emotions, do you know what will happen? The result is this: you might harm yourself. Like, anger is one of the emotions. Getting angry, this is one of the emotions. Now, if you don't have the knowledge how to use this emotion in the right way, in the best way, what will happen? You might get angry and pick up the glass and throw at somebody. Many times it happens. But if you had the knowledge that Allah has given this emotion to us for some benefit. Emotion of anger is like fire. As we need fire in our daily life, right? If we didn't have fire, we cannot warm ourselves, we cannot cook anything, and many other benefits which fire has. Similarly, anger has many benefits. It is for your protection. If you didn't have anger, thieves will come to your house and you will just sit and say, okay, come on, pick up this thing, pick up that thing. You'll not get angry. Right? So anger is one of the emotions which is your need. But you have to know how to use it. You have to recognize it. You should have the knowledge. Similarly, as fire, when it goes out of the control, what happens? It burns, right? Everywhere. Similarly, when anger goes out of the control, what does it do? It burns. And now here I want to quote a lovely story about anger. The youth, the children, and even the adults, you have to remember. There was a young boy, little boy, maybe 6, 7, 10 years old, same age as you. He used to get angry, you know. There are many children, they get angry. He used to get angry. Now once what happened? Every time he used to get angry, his dad said, oh my son, come on. I'm teaching you how to control your anger. Yeah, dad, what should I do? His dad said, every day, whenever you get angry, hammer a nail on the wall. Right? You get angry, 8 o'clock in the morning, pick up a nail and put it on the wall. Hammer it on the wall. 9 o'clock, you get angry. 10 o'clock, you get angry. Anytime, 10 times, 20 times, 100 times a day, you're getting angry, hammer a nail on the wall. He said, okay, dad, I'll do this. But will this help me to control? He said, okay, come on, try. Let's see what's happening. Now, what happened? His son, he had the bad habit and he was not able to control his emotion, anger. He got angry. His dad said, oh, do you remember? You promised me hammer a nail on the wall. He said, okay, hammer a nail on the wall. Doing, until night came. Now his dad said, my son, come on, let's go and see the wall. Oh, do you remember this wall yesterday? Yes. How clean was it? Yes, dad. Okay, now look how many nails are on this wall. Yes, dad. But dad, we can pull out these nails. Okay, if you pull out the nails, it will be recovered. So come on, go and pull out the nails. The son started pulling out all the nails, but still there were holes in it. The father said, my son, yesterday there was no hole in this wall. But now there are still holes in it. Now when you get angry, actually you are hammering a nail in your heart, on your body, on your brain. And not only this, when you get angry, you are rude with someone. You say some bad words to someone. Maybe after that you come and say, sorry, I didn't mean to do this, I didn't mean to say this. But actually there is a hole remaining on his heart that this man insulted me, this boy insulted me, my son insulted me, my daughter insulted me. So control your anger. It's not only for youth, not only for children, especially it is for adults. Especially because children, when they get angry, they might not use very bad words. But we adults, sometimes when we get angry, we say, nama kharab kahin ka. Simply, very easily. Aisi gaaliya dete, we say such a bad words that even if we say sorry 1,000 times after that, it's not going to work, really not going to work. Because you have hammered a nail in his brain, in his heart. Even if you pull out the nail, it's not going to be the same. So we have to be careful, have the knowledge,